Where now I sit is alone, on my own, by this phone. I'd wish you'd rung about my day all alone, by this phone. Now I'm gone away from here, I'm not alone. I'm just on my other line, calling home, about being alone.
This is the voice of Andy Pryor. He's 55 and lives in Hattersley with his wife Vicky. This time last year, life as Andy knew it ground to a sudden halt.
Different of character, going to work, not being the same person I was. And after about 3 or 4 months, my wife and my older daughter were ready, had the coats on. They put me on Ward 31 at Tameside Hospital for 5-6 weeks. Turned out I'd had a stroke. I got diagnosed of vascular dementia with traits of Alzheimer's and Lewy body disease.
Virtually overnight, Andy lost his job, his driving licence and by extension, his freedom. But let's take a step back. What exactly is vascular dementia? To begin with, dementia isn't a specific illness itself, but an umbrella term for problems related to gradual damage to the brain. Symptoms of vascular dementia occur when the brain is damaged by issues with its blood supply. And finally, Alzheimer's, which Andy was also diagnosed with, is a specific disease marked by symptoms of dementia such as mood changes, confusion, and severe memory loss. In Andy's case, he was also left isolated by his friends too.
I was the site manager for school in Waterloo in Tameside, and I was there for 11 years. And that's the sad side of dementia, because I've now stopped work for 15 months and not one of my work colleagues has come to see me. I went beyond my job, took personal bits home to do for them, to bring it back, nothing. Yesterday, they put it on Facebook, they're all gone out for dinner. Did I get an invite? No.
Andy's situation is tough, but the hardships he's faced have given him a new lease of life, writing stories about his personal experience with dementia.
I'm here alone again at 4 a.m, wondering why I can't sleep. Then I sit and stare.
It plays its game of hide and seek. It plays a game every day.
It's different, as there's no door to walk on through. It's just a frame.
Whilst I may be warm outside, it's in here, in me, just to show it's just got some more pieces of me.
I wrote the book because at the end of the day, those stories and those antidotes that I wrote in those, I can't write them when I'm having a conversation like with you now. I wake up 2 a.m, I'm in a dementia state, I'm walking around the house. I sit down and start writing stories. Where they come from, I don't know.
But as is the case with dementia, the illness doesn't just affect one person. It hits everyone around them too, as Andy's wife Vicky knows all too well.
I got very angry at first, because obviously, like I said, I used to work in the care side of it.
You got angry with the dementia, didn't you?
Yeah. He could wake up tomorrow morning.
Gone.
Brain's gone. Body's still there.
I don't know how I'm going to end up. She does. And that's what upsets her.
But Andy plans to press on with his stories. He's got more ready for a second issue, and while it's the dementia that's caused his grief, it's also given him an escape from it.